Anthony and Chrissy Foster's two daughters were repeatedly raped in primary school by their parish priest, Father Kevin O'Donnell. Emma Foster later committed suicide. Katie Foster took to binge drinking and was left disabled after being hit by a car. Anthony Foster was at the inquiry today and afterwards spoke to Samantha Donovan.
Mr. Foster, did you hear from George Pell today what you wanted to hear from him?
No, I heard another apology and a lot of slipperiness, a lot of very clever words to answers asked of him by the committee. The only significant thing was that he would comply with whatever changes to law there would be in terms of victims being able to sue through our courts. And that's what needs to happen. We need to see some really big positive changes to our legislation to enable victims to achieve much greater compensation, which will have two effects. One, it will help restore the lives of victims, and it will make sure that the Catholic Church has a real interest in this not happening again.
What were the issues that you felt he failed to address today?
I think he failed to address the whole issue of compensation. Very defensive, saying that the compensation was based on the same as the government victims of crime system, where there is no comparison, and he tried to draw comparisons between it and trying to say that the Catholic Church was not responsible for many of these victims' injuries. So he tried to get out of that and he tried to put it aside on that basis, and that's just not valid. I think we all know that the Catholic Church is responsible for all 300 of the victims that they've acknowledged, never mind the thousands of others that are out there, which he admitted today that they have failed to systematically investigate and try and find.
You've previously told the inquiry that your family was very unhappy with the way Cardinal Pell dealt with the cases of your daughters. Was there anything in what he said today that gave some sort of explanation as to the way you felt he behaved?
I felt the same. The words were there, but I still experienced that same sociopathic lack of empathy that I've talked about before. I still felt that, and it's just the way that it comes across and the lack of action. And as David O'Brien pointed out towards the end of the questioning, that total lack of, let me do absolutely everything I can do. He should be offering, as David O'Brien asked today, to do everything and more, go the extra mile, try and look after victims. They don't do that. In our case, part of our settlement was that once we had the money, they would provide no more care for Emma. So they are not about going the extra mile, and they need to be about that.
Anthony Foster speaking to Samantha Donovan.